If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1794. From happy hour to the gym. Is it ever okay to exercise after drinking alcohol? By Michelle Konstantinovsky with Healthline.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, it is the middle of the week, and like I do every Wednesday, I'd like to give you a little bit of inspiration. So here we go. Quote, "The hardest battle is the one inside yourself." Anonymous. All right, and with that, let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. From happy hour to the gym. Is it ever okay to exercise after drinking alcohol? By Michelle Konstantinovsky with Healthline.com. Some things are meant to go together. Peanut butter and jelly, salt and pepper, macaroni and cheese. But when it comes to one particular pair, people seem uncertain about their compatibility. Exercise and alcohol. The unlikely combo comes up more often than you might expect. After all, post-work workouts typically coincide with post-work happy hours. For ambitious, athletic socializers, there may be temptation to do double duty. But is it okay to hit the gym after a few drinks, or even one boozy libation? Here's what you need to know. What happens to your body when you drink alcohol? First things first. When you sip an alcoholic beverage, you're not just bringing on a buzz, you're kicking off a series of physiological changes. Once you swallow the alcohol, it goes to your stomach and gets absorbed in the small intestine. It then travels throughout your bloodstream, affecting the major parts of your brain, protein synthesis, hormones, and more. Michael Richardson, MD, a Boston-based One Medical provider, says, quote, "Many people are aware of the common effects of alcohol, such as flushing of the skin, impairment of judgment and coordination, and gastrointestinal problems. What people are less aware of is the strain it puts on the cardiovascular system. It can cause high blood pressure, and chronic heavy alcohol use can lead to heart failure." End quote. The rate at which all the short-term physiological events happen, however, depends on a lot of factors, including your sex, weight, how much you've had to eat, and more. But what happens when you try to get a workout in when you're under the influence? Potential downsides of drinking and exercising. The most glaringly obvious issue with drinking and exercising is, of course, impaired coordination, balance, and judgment. Alcohol has a tendency to lower inhibitions and affect brain chemistry, yes, even after just one drink. That means you could seriously injure yourself or those around you in a plethora of ways, even if you think you feel fine. Dr. Richardson says, quote, "The more likely risks that result from working out after a heavy night of drinking is still being impaired when you go to the gym. If you're still feeling weak and slightly tipsy, it's best to take a rest day instead of potentially falling on your run or dropping a weight on yourself." End quote. Alcohol is a diuretic, so it increases your need to urinate. Combined with workout sweat, you can easily become dehydrated. Dr. Richardson says, quote, "Dehydration and muscle fatigue are the most common results of a big night out. There are, of course, other, more serious risks, such as a heart arrhythmia, but this is more common in the case of heavy binge drinking or chronic alcohol use." End quote. Alcohol is a depressant, meaning it slows you down. Your reaction time, strength, endurance, and aerobic capacity will all likely suffer, so your workout won't just be potentially dangerous, it's bound to be less than optimal. The full effects of alcohol aren't immediate. You may not feel buzzed or even drunk until you're well into your workout, which can set you up for serious injury. Dr. Richardson says, quote, Just because you drink alcohol doesn't mean you have to skip a workout, but you do want to make sure you're recovered from your night out before you stress your body further. Even if you feel fine, it is important to make sure you are well hydrated before you exercise to prevent muscle cramping or passing out." End quote. As Dr. Richardson explains, alcohol has a profound effect on the body, so it's best to avoid it if you're looking to be at your physical peak the next day. What to do if you want to drink, but can't miss a workout? "I get it," says Stephanie Schultz, fitness coach and founder of Courageously Confident. Quote, "You want to have that hashtag balanced lifestyle, so hitting up happy hour and then going to the gym makes sense. But here's the thing. You're going to get to the gym and probably be so unfocused that your workout is going to feel crappy and you won't reap the benefits. If I were you, I'd hit up the gym first thing the next morning, or hit up the gym and then go for a drink." End quote. Experts agree mixing alcohol with fitness isn't a great idea. But if you're dead set on making an appearance at happy hour and a PM workout, make sure you at least do all of the following to minimize your risk for serious injury. 1. Wait as long as possible between drinks and exercise. Schultz says, quote, "The first step is to just wait. A standard unit of alcohol is typically cleared from the body in 1 to 2 hours. End quote. 2. Drink lots of fluids and keep the workout short. Schultz says, quote, "The next step is hydration, followed by hydration, and finishing with more hydration. No one wants to get hurt during their workout, so it's important to prime your body and play it safe before you take on rigorous exercise." End quote. 3. Eat a solid meal before you drink. The food will slow down the absorption of alcohol. Keep in mind, you'll need to move around later, so anything too heavy might slow you down even further. And 4. Keep things light and as low intensity as possible. Now is not the time to try Barry's boot camp or hot yoga. The bottom line. The best thing you can do is skip your workout. No, it's not ideal, but you'll be in a way better position to crush it and less likely to crush yourself if you come back sober the next day. You just listened to the post titled, "From Happy Hour to the Gym, Is It Ever Okay to Exercise After Drinking Alcohol?" by Michelle Konstantinovsky with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As we heard, alcohol is a depressant, which means it slows down many of our body's functions. Energy drinks, on the other hand, are stimulants, and it's usually because of the caffeine and sugar they contain. So energy drinks do the opposite. They tend to speed things up. So the temptation might be then to try and counteract the effects of alcohol by, say, combining it with an energy drink. This is not a good idea. I repeat, not a good idea. There have been many reported cases of harm caused by mixing alcohol and energy drinks. Everything from irregular heartbeats, fancy way of saying this would be arrhythmias, to dangerously high blood pressure, to even liver failure. So it's best to not try and counteract the depressive effects of alcohol with a stimulant. Instead, as today's author said, the best advice would be to hydrate with water, and if you must get in a workout, keep the intensity light and the workout short. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday, and don't forget, I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.